shall lay up for those who fear you, and accomplish for those who take refuge in you, in the sight of everyone. In the shelter of your presence, you hide them from your human plots. You hold them safe under your shelter from continuous tongues. Bless me, Lord, for he has wondrously shown his steadfast love to me when I was beset as a city under siege. I had set in my alarm, I am driven far from your sight, but you heard my supplications when I cried out to you for help. Love the Lord, all you his saints. The Lord preserves the faithful, but abundantly repays the one who acts haughtily. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
We will now have a sermonic selection from the Women's Ensemble, again led by Ms. Freddie Dixon, after which we will hear the word of God from our very own pastor, Reverend Carl Manger.
Oh, up. Hallelujah.
Speak, Lord, let the church say amen.
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 Let's give Freddie and our choir, let's give them a round of applause for the song tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord,
everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Let's give God a hand for the sweet old Sunday. Amen. The Lord is in his holy temple.
Yes.
And all the earth keeps silence before him. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness on this day. My sisters and brothers, I greet you on this day, on this casual Sunday, and a Sunday when we recognize Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which will come to a close on tomorrow. I want to thank you for those who are wearing your pink on this day. We ask that you just continue to pray for those in this church, in the community, in the world who has been struck by this awful disease. Let us pray. Lord, we greet you on this day. We come to say hallelujah.
Amen.
We come to say thank you, Jesus, for allowing us once again to come back into this sacred place, in order that we can feel and see the Spirit of God from on high. We thank you for our worship leader, a young servant on the battlefield for you. And we just ask that you just continue to be with us. Come now and remove me so that the Holy Spirit can come. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable now in my sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let all of God's children say amen.
Amen.
Ariana, I want to thank you for accepting the invitation to serve as our worship leader.
Amen.
You have done an outstanding job. So we're going to give you a round of applause. Amen. Let me emphasize Souls to the Polls, coming from the Minnesota Alliance Group on Saturday, November the 5th, which is the last day for early voting. If you have not had an opportunity to vote, please make sure that you do that starting today through Saturday. Saturday will be the last day for early voting. And then the actual voting day is Tuesday, November the 8th. Again, let's exercise our rights to go to the polls and vote. Amen. I'm going to ask that you pray with me this morning on the sermon topic, Be Faithful to the Lord.
Yes.
Be faithful to the Lord. Some or most Christians praise and give God the glory when things appear to be going their way. But my sisters and brothers, I have stopped by not to tell you, but to remind you that we should be faithful to the Lord at all times.
Amen.
Because what he has done for us and what he is getting ready to do in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We should be faithful to him, my sisters and brothers, this morning, because if it had not been for the Lord on our side, we would not be here today. We should give him praise and glory. Tanya, a lady who went through a medical procedure and other forms, and he touched her, put a smile on her face, and reminded her, because I live. Many things about tomorrow you might not be able to understand, but I'm still in charge. Young people, we should and you should always be thankful because it's because of Jesus that you're able to come to church, Sunday school. It's because of Jesus that you're able to rise early during Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, even though you might not want to get up. But he so far has been with you in the public schools during this academic. Anybody can come to church, anybody can sing, anybody can praise the Lord when things or you are happy. But the real test of a real Christian is when you have been knocked down, when your heart has been broken and shattered into pieces, but you're still able to stand still and say, I know that my Redeemer lives. And because he lives, we are all able to stand on this day. Fear, trust in the song this morning, we are asked to see and recognize how great the Lord is. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next Sunday, but right now. We as brothers and sisters in Christ this morning need to understand that all power comes from the Lord. And what we do here on earth has nothing to do with a man or a woman. Everything that we see, everything that we take in comes from the Lord. Man can't feed you, can't help you, can't support you, can't even provide for you. But if you understand the word providence, then you will be able to understand and tell who provides, who supports, and who is in charge of your life. And who also feeds you every day. The psalm is telling us this morning that the Lord has shown us his marvelous kindness in the strong city, in some versions. The strong city memorial. Where is the strong city? A city of siege. This city may be friends, could be in your home, a hospital, an office in the time of death. In your car, when you are involved in an automobile accident, where is the city? Because if you live long enough every now and then, you're going to go through this city. A city, according to the scripture, a city called Surge, or in some versions, a strong city. So let me tell you what the Lord is talking about. This is a place where there is repeated trouble. A place where there is repeated trouble. Sometimes people have a misunderstanding of the journey. They think because they come to church, they think because they pay their tithes, they think because they're giving God praise and songs in Zion, that that's going to escape them from this city. But if you live long enough, or if you continue to live, you're going to have some good days. You're going to have some bad days. But if you are faithful to the Lord, the good days will outweigh the bad days. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, had some bad days. And you know the story, even before going to the cross, he asked the Lord, but because of the faithfulness that he had in the Lord, he said, it's not my will, but thy will. If you continue to live, you might be taken to a cross and be crucified. If you continue to live, you think that you might lose the game, but at the end of the game, you will win. to be faithful
yeah.
to the Lord. Mm-hmm. That's why it's important that in spite of what might happen during the week, the main thing during the first day of the week, I'm going to get up early. Why? Because the Lord has been so good to me, I'm going to go by his house and just say, thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done for me. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing me to wake up this morning with a sound mind. Thank you, Jesus, for the food that is nourished my body. Thank you, Jesus. But the devil, you ever heard of it? Have you ever been in contact with it? The devil will trick us and say to us, why don't you take a Sunday off as overcast? And you've been faithful so long, take a day off. They might tell you, you've been singing in the choir for 40, 50 years, you can take a Sunday off. They might tell you, you put enough in church, don't put no more in church. But the Bible says, be faithful to the Lord in spite of. Nobody should control when you come to church. Young people, you must understand, this Lord that I'm talking about woke you up this morning. This Lord has been by you in your classroom. This Lord allowed this beautiful young lady to come and stand in the pulpit as a worship leader, my sisters and brothers. Can't nobody, nobody can do you like the one that I'm talking about. He can take you when you're flat on your back in a hospital bed. He can touch you, heal you, discharge you, and take you. Nobody can do you like the Lord. It talks about, or an example in everyday terms, in an automobile accident. And you think that all is lost. But the one that I'm talking about can prepare your car, can fix you, can protect you in an accident, and tell you everything. But if you have providence with the Lord this morning, you will see, tell the world, that if you are in the city of siege or strong, he will provide. We need to love the Lord at all times. Don't get mad and angry with him when the agenda has been interrupted or has been changed. Because we made a commitment and a vow when we joined the church. Some of those questions deals with faithfulness at all times. Will you be a committed servant at all times? Anybody, man or woman, can love when everything is going in your favor. But a real Christian will love the Lord when he or she is lost in the city of siege. Let me say that again. Anybody can love. Well, I love the Lord when I've had a good day, or everything is going in my way, or people are doing what I want them to do. I'm having a good day. But what happens when things don't go your way? All of a sudden, adults might turn into children. I'm talking about a child mentality. I'm coming to church, and somebody said something, and this has happened really. Somebody said something to you in church. Boom. And it takes the joy from you. To the point, I'm not coming back anymore. But wait a minute. Memorial, who
going to be all right. Then he came, I've been ready to touch your body. And it's no longer going to be us.
Yeah.
I know what I'm talking about. Because I'm a living witness.
Yes,
Memorial, you can call on him 24/7.
Amen.
And the wee hours of the morning, he's there. Noonday, he's there. In the car, he's there. In an operating room, he's there. Anytime you call on the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He's there.
Amen.
So when are we going to be faithful and put on our aprons and serve him? That's the question. Because God has been so good to each and every one of us. Not some of us, from the youngest in the sanctuary to the, he has been good. And will continue to be good. Do you know why I know? I know because that's the truth. And church, we say we love the Lord. But if you look at the media, that's not true. Because of jealousy, because of hatred, because of so-called Christian's heart. And some of us are still in the city of Surge, the strong city, trying to find our way back home.
All right. Yeah.
Trying to find the Lord. But until we put the right gas in our tanks, our automobiles are going to continue to fall.
Amen.
Gas, what are you talking about, Carl? I'm not talking about gas from Exxon.
All right.
BP oil.
Great, sir.
I'm not talking about gas from Sheets that you can get 24 hours, but I'm talking about the Word of God until we continue to let the Word of God come into our life.
Yes, sir.
That's what the song was singing about. Hear the Word from the Lord. Not today, not tomorrow, but right now. Because when you hear the word from the Lord, I'm a living witness, something is going to start churning in your heart. It's going to make you do something that makes you feel funny. It's going to make you get up off of your feet and praise. That's what this house is about.
That's right.
Not a house of confusion. Seeing who's the best.
All right.
Who can get up and speak the best.
All right.
That's not what it's about. But it's about praising the Lord.
Yeah.
That individual right there who's holding the sheep.
Yeah.
It's about praising the Lord. That individual who is knocking on our doors.
Yeah.
When you gonna let him in?
Yeah.
Tomorrow? Thanksgiving Day, when you gonna let him in? At the end of the leadership training, when you gonna let him in? Because I'm telling you, when you let the Lord in your life, things begin to happen. When you let the Lord in your life, when you think that you wanna lose, he can make you win. When the Lord is in your life, when you lay it flat on your back, and you think that all is lost, he can make a way out of the way.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Young people, you heard it, I'm going to say it, there can't nobody do you like Jesus.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you. And until the young world realizes that, and I'm going to let a witness of once upon a time, I used to sit in your shoes, going to church. I didn't understand everything the preacher was talking about, but as I got older, I see what they're talking about.
Yeah.
There's power in God. There's not a friend like the lonely Jesus, no, not one, one who goes on and will guide to the day is done.
Uh-huh.
So be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. All ye that hope in the Lord, get out of the city of Surge
and look for the city of Zion.
All right.
A city made by the Lord. That's a beautiful city of God. Mm-hmm. No matter where you go and what you are in life today, trust, pray, and be faithful unto the Lord. A man who lost everything in life never lost faith and trust in God. He lived in a strong city over 100 years, but one day, because of his faith and trust in the Lord heard his cry and led him to the city of Zion. That beautiful city of God. So my sisters and brothers, don't throw your hat in yet. Don't give up. But just be faithful to the one who is taking care of you. Just be faithful to the one who is feeding. Just be faithful to the one who gave you the strength to get up this morning. I know some of you are tired. I'm tired. Been a long week here, but he's been good to me, so I need to get up and give him the glory for this day. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let the church say amen. At this time, the sanctuary is open for prayers and petition. If anyone here would like to call the name, you can do it at this time and pray for the individual.
Dorothy and Walter Child.
Miss Bueller Bear. Miss Dorothy Love. William Spencer Jr.
William A. Barrier. Family.
Angela Isaac.
Howley family.
Nancy.
Bear.
The Quickenburg family.
Little Watts family.
John Sears family.
Marjorie Palmer.
Alyssa Harden.
Thank you for the songs of Zion, the solo my sister Freddie on the Sabbath day. And we want to thank you again for allowing us to be able to come to you and to see the healing power that you have placed on our own Tanya Woods. We say thank you, Lord, for what you have done and what you want to continue to do for this church, the community. We say thank you, Lord, for what you're doing for our young people and children who are coming each and every Sunday morning to Sunday school, looking for those individuals and teachers who you have called to mold and shape them to become better Christians. We just give you thanks on this day. Remember the names that have been called. Remember, again, the Aggie family who lost a student this past week. Yeah. Yeah. And also the family of James Vincent Dudley Senior High School that lost a student. Yeah. Be with both families. Speak to the world. In order that we can have fellowship and good times without the continual balance that we have. Lord, as this day comes to a close, I ask that you would be ever mindful of those young people who will be out on tomorrow, receiving candy and goodies on tomorrow. Help them to be safe. And we give all these prayers unto you this day and forevermore. Let all of God's people say amen.
Amen.
All things come of thee, O Lord. United States of America. Let us stand.